It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Completely enjoy playing in Buffalo. They got the best wings. They have some of the best wings I ever tasted. Bar-Bill. I'm going to go get someone to pick up some wings from Bar-Bill, probably 50. And Bahoos County.
Chris Jones, 50 wings. Nate is in for Joe. Josh, you as well. Give me the estimate, the most wings you've put down in one sitting.
Oh, I can tell you because I know this.
You do?
Yes.
How do you know? Was there a competition?
Yes.
Was it just... All right.
There was a good story here. There was a place that had unlimited chicken wings, all you can eat chicken wings on Transit Road. If anyone knows, it's, you know, it was a not really known. It wasn't a local place. It was a chain. So we used to go there on Mondays, the offensive line at Buff State. So all the O-linemen would go and the O-line coach and I tagged along because a bunch of my buddies were offensive linemen. So there were offensive...
Quarterback buys, of course, right? That was how
no,
it worked.
No. Quarterback didn't buy. There were our offensive line coach and several offensive linemen that would put down, and I'm not kidding, 100 wings.
What?
I ate in one sitting over the course of an hour and 45 minutes, 61 wings.
Okay, so I feel like Chris Jones can do 50.
Chris Jones could 100% do 50. 61, I hurt for multiple days after that. And we did this a couple of weeks in a row. And I'm not kidding, about 2 months later, this establishment closed. I want to say that there's a good chance Buff State's Monday night offensive line dinners legitimately closed an establishment here in Western New York.
You ate 61 wings. You did say over an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah. They stopped putting wings out on the buffet.
Yeah. Line. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, did you start fast? Was there a second wind in here? How would you have estimated, you know, give us wings per 60 or whatever. Like, what were the analytics here? Hot start?
Really hot start. I think I banged out like 25 in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then these are like just not hot wings, just regular. What were we doing here? All over the place?
I was doing some lemon pepper, some medium, and then the one that I really, they had this like Korean barbecue that I was just going absolutely in on.
Yeah. All right. Josh, do you know, I would imagine you know your number. Can you beat 61?
I cannot beat 61. That's crazy. But I would like to see Nate take down the Dominator. I still have that claim to fame. But
oh, that's right.
I think I'm around, like, I can't remember the exact number, but I think it's somewhere around like 25 to 30 at one point. It's really not, it's like I said, it's not 61. That's impressive. I don't think I could do that.
All right. I probably don't know what my number is. I mean, I might have been, my number might be at grazing once, like at a wedding, you know, just keep going back and eating more and more. I don't know. I'm not often putting down any more than 10 or 12. 50 for Chris Jones. All right. Makes sense. Can you eat wings and then play football? Is he doing himself a disservice here? It's protein.
It's protein, yeah. Yeah, it's protein. He's not doing any sort of disservice.
It's got to be a post-game like flight home snack, though, right? Like,
yeah, probably
something like that.
I mean, get ready for the Instagram where the Chiefs walk out with this meaningless win, and then the Chiefs' social posts Chris Jones eating 50 wings on the plane back. And it's like, thanks for the hospitality. I'm just trying to work up some anger here on behalf of, you know, the mafia here, as Nate tries to tell us the game means very little to him.
It just doesn't got it for me.
803-0550. Hey, everybody, tune in to pregame 11-1 Sunday as we have the same conversation. You tell the Bills radio network it's – no, I know. It is – what it really is it comes down to, can the Bills find a formula to beat this team? And when I say formula, I mean one that works in the postseason, because I don't know that they have it. Even 13 seconds, they gave up 42 points, right? Like, well, overtime. But 36 points? That doesn't happen much.
Definitely does not happen much.
So have they had a formula? Do they have what it takes to shut down this Kansas City team? What element of what they do should worry Bills fans? They run the ball a lot, but they do not run the ball explosively. That's maybe where they miss Isaiah Pacheco. They run the ball a lot, and again, I had this stat like 3 weeks ago. They led the league in runs of 4 to 9 yards and were like at the bottom in 10+. This is a grind-it-out Chiefs offense that only moves forward. And they pick up their 4 yards, they pick up their 7 yards, they pick up their 4 yards, and they convert on third down. And it's not the sexiest version of the Chiefs. We know that. Xavier Worthy, their first-round pick, has not done a lot, in large part because the quarterback has not done that much.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback's not having a great year. If nothing else, what this game could do, different game scripts are going to give you different things, Nate. Is it possible that depending on how the game goes, there would be a discussion, if there isn't already, about Josh Allen being the best quarterback in football right now? A bad day from Mahomes and a good day from Allen, does that not push it further? Mahomes has 9 interceptions to 12 touchdowns. He is not having a good year. And the point I mentioned about Worthy, like, why is Xavier Worthy having a very pedestrian opening season? It's because Mahomes keeps missing him. He is getting open behind secondaries. He could have 250 more yards receiving and a couple of touchdowns, but Mahomes can't hit him. He can't find him. His catchable target rate is terrible. Like, Mahomes, Steve Palazzolo and Sam Monson used the phrase, a shell of himself. How far do we go with that?
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like such a disingenuous conversation, though.
Because it only counts in the playoffs.
I hate being that. By the way, it's a privilege to say that. That means you're really good all the time in the regular season.
Uh-huh.
And I know they are really good all the time in the regular season. And it hasn't translated to the playoffs. It hasn't translated to winning and getting to a Super Bowl. They've been to one AFC championship game and they got stomped. Like, it's a privilege to think that regular season games don't matter as much. There was a time, Jeremy, where I talked about, I don't know, like 2020 into 2021, where I was talking about the Bills needing to win in style points. And then there were the people that were like, it doesn't matter how you win, you just win, right? So that was a conversation for a little while. Like, well, yeah, they won, but like, this is a really good team. They should be blowing teams out. And they're not. And now they blow teams out. And I'm like, okay, you know, they just have had so much success in the regular season. They are one of the most successful regular season teams over the last 7 years, 6 years, really since the Josh Allen era, post-rookie season. This is one of the most successful regular season teams in the NFL. And what's it amounted to? It feels good, but I'm still itching for the real thing, the real goal, the Super Bowl. And every time they win regular season games, it's like every single one means a tiny bit less to me the further this goes without at least an appearance in the Super Bowl.
They do play next year here as well.
They do play here next year, yeah.
Yeah. Will that one mean even less? Possibly. If the Bills beat them in the playoffs, does that one mean anything? I don't know. There's so many matchups. All the Manning-Brady matchups, divisional matchups. You play these teams a lot. And it's a it's a life that, like you said, it's a privilege to have that where all you think about is the playoffs. The Bills, even that, Nate, this is kind of a year where the Bills, I don't know that they sneak up on anybody, but expectations were down a bit. They were measured. And maybe, you know, these next four games against Kansas City and San Francisco and the Rams and the Lions, maybe they come back to earth a little bit, or maybe they just, you know, keep rolling the way they have been. We'll get some phone calls in on this. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. The official is Land Clark. He calls a lot of false start penalties, from what I read. And the Bills take a lot of false starts. Prepare yourselves. 803-0550. Brent in Tonawanda. Brent, good morning.
Hey, Nate. Listen, Jeremy, Nate, when you're on hold for 49 minutes and people start talking about chicken wings... I'm going nuts here, man. Now I'm guessing you were at Quaker Steak and Lube, but if those were wing nuts, there's no way they're eating 100.
It was Quaker Steak, yeah.
But real quick, I want to. Jeremy. I mean, I don't know how you guys aren't ordering wings already, but I'm sitting here. I want to call in about, you know, past names of the Chiefs, and I love your guys' show. I wish Sal was still on too, but right now, we got to go back to Christian Okoye. I mean, Jeremy, I remember you were probably like in middle school or younger. I don't know, Nate, you probably don't remember him, but I mean.
I was the age, Brent, I was the age where I just kind of was old enough to think football was cool. So, I mean, it's not just Okoye. It's Barry Word, Christian Okoye, and Harvey Williams.
Harvey Williams, yeah. And I tell people, I mean, Christian Okoye, I mean, I think he had a bigger head than O.J. and Barry Bonds. I mean, this guy, they think Derrick Henry's hard to tackle. I mean, this guy used to carry people on him.
Yep.
But I just want to tell you guys, you know, I'm done with the 13 seconds talking about. I don't want to see Taylor Swift in the stands. I mean, I'd love to bring her out at halftime in a contest against Haley Steinfeld. I mean, have her with the blue cheese and you know, Taylor Swift with the ranch dressing, everybody booing and stuff. But I just want to see the Bills come out, win a big game. Let's go Buffalo. And shout out to Sal Capaccio, Englewood, Florida. I have family there. Cousins went to Lemon Bay High School. So, Sal, Hope your family down there, everybody was safe in the hurricane, and just shout out to all you guys. I love your show. Thanks for you guys, Brent. Nate. Thanks, Jeremy.
Yep.
Jeremy,
thanks,
I saw you at the Calgary game. You were getting some popcorn with the little guys.
Yep.
Spending probably $95. I said, I love your show, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Take care, guys. Hey, I'll listen.
Thanks, Brent. Hey, the kids sit at the game. Real quick on the Sabres. The kids, our twins are 3.5. One of the games we brought all three kids, and then the next one, Monday, we only brought two. Anyway, just going to say this. You know what the Jumbotron is great for? Holding kids' attention at these games. You know, like screen time and stuff. Like, they're watching hockey, but when they can just, like, look up at the Jumbotron if they lose sight of the puck, the Jumbotron helps kids. There you go. There's my hot take on the Jumbotron. On something else you said. Oh, what was it? Oh, I also want to say, if there were any sort of contest between Haley Stanfield and Taylor Swift at midfield, that would be a road game for Haley Stanfield. Let's be honest about this. Taylor Swift is a home favorite in every building she's in. I'm sorry. That's the truth, Nate. That's a road game.
I want to – oh, man. I would love
– Don't even bother.
Oh, I don't know, Jeremy.
Don't even bother.
I don't know. I think you're
You're out of your mind. Don't even – road game.
I think that if it was – I think if you panned the camera to Taylor Swift and then to Haley Steinfeld, of course Taylor Swift's going to have the louder – but if there was a competition on the field between Taylor Swift and Haley for, I don't know, a Hot Ones competition, who's going to eat the hottest chicken wing at halftime, you cannot tell me that stadium would not be rooting against Taylor Swift.
All right, if the Chiefs are there and she's representing them, yes.
That's what she's going to be representing.
Fine. But if it's just the two of them and it's a different game, road game. I don't know. I'm not even sure. Anyway, thanks, Brent. thanks for the idea. 803-0550. And Okoye, Barry Word, that was my first exposure to, like, Arrowhead Stadium and night games. I'll say that. Like, I like to have my fun that the Chiefs only play games in primetime at Arrowhead, because they do. But Arrowhead has been one of the games, or one of the stadiums that, you know, if you grew up in that era, it made football look so cool. I feel like that way about the Astrodome, too. They called it the House of Pain back in the day. Like, you know, whatever. It's probably the truth for everybody when they're 12, is when you start to be able to, your parents let you stay up for these games like this. You think the place is so cool. There are probably 12-year-olds that are excited to watch a game in Buffalo because it might snow and the people jump through tables and they go crazy. I mean, you know, it's one of the things about this rivalry. There's another reason this game has to matter to you. Nate, the Bills have played in Kansas City 37 million times.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only been here once when fans were allowed. Let's have it. Let's you know, let's do it. Can't even get this guy to care.
Hmm. Well,
can't do it.
Oh, were you talking to me? I'm just kidding.
Jim in Rochester. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. I have a question for you. I think the Bills are pretty good at exposing teams' weaknesses, and then as the time goes on, kind of like the Miami game last year, we ran them off the field, and then they struggled because people figured out by watching what the Bills did. Do you see that happening in this game and causing Kansas City down the line? I know their opponents aren't as strong as they've been in the beginning of the season, but I think we can get a couple losses to get us maybe into the first seed if we expose something and then the copycat league follows until they figure it out. And then my other thing is, how do the Chiefs have a kingdom? Do Native Americans have kingdoms? Isn't that kind of like European stuff? That's another thing I always wondered.
They call their fan base Chiefs Kingdom. Yeah, I don't know. That's what they go for. At their website, Chiefs Kingdom Worldwide. Who else has a name for their fan base? How many do? That's not just Nation.
Yeah, like right.
Raider Nation, Steeler Nation.
Well, whoever.
Bills Mafia.
Yeah, of course. Bills Mafia, okay. Chiefs Kingdom. Yeah. Josh. If anybody. Thank you. Nobody had to call in and say that. Yeah, I did think about that, but good that you mentioned it.
Country, right? Because any team that Russell Wilson.
Broncos country.
For is country. Steelers country. Is that what
Who's got one that's not country or nation? Hive? Is there a hive out there?
No, I don't think there's a hive. There's no clusters.
Yeah. There's Ron and Alden up next. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. I was thinking, like, okay, after the bye, we'll have six games left. If everyone comes back and we're healthy.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Besides staying healthy the rest of the year, what do you think is our biggest concern going into the playoffs? Like, where's our biggest weakness? Because we fixed the wide receivers. Hopefully Bass is, you know, back to Bass. I'm just trying to think, like, what would be something that I'd be concerned about going into the playoffs? And just want to hear what you guys are thinking. Thanks.
Okay. There's a couple things here. This is a good question. And, Nate, you and I never got to the point about the defense I think we both wanted to make. I think the defense is good, but I do think that they are prone to explosive plays. It's like they're an explosive play against waiting to happen. They are also making big plays of their own. 11 forced fumbles. I keep going to the stat. 11 forced fumbles is second in the NFL. They're on pace to force more than they have in quite some time. They're punching the ball out all over the place. Weaknesses for the Bills, they don't really pressure the quarterback.
Yeah.
With four. They just don't. Rousseau can get there. But other than that, quarterback pressure rate, there's not a lot. So you'd love to get there with four. The Bills don't that much. That's one thing I'd look at. And then the other thing is, I haven't gotten to this yet. Maybe we'll dig into this a little bit later. But Matt Harmon, who I mentioned him a lot, he comes on the afternoon show. He's got the website Reception Perception, the foremost authority, I think, on evaluating receivers, how they're being used, their success rates, isolating them on film, and, you know, what they're doing. And, you know, you said, Ron, they fixed the receiver room. I think they did. I think they did. Cooper being a thing, has to still happen. He had a game. He had a nice, he had a touchdown catch. They leaned on him a bit. And after that, I haven't seen much because he's been hurt. I think Cooper needs to be a real, honest-to-goodness receiver, top-flight, top-tier guy, not like, you know, Justin Jefferson, or he doesn't even have to be what Diggs was when Diggs was here at the peak of his powers. But I think that Cooper does need to be someone of significance, because even while Mac Hollins comes in spot roles and picks up the slack and has been a nice piece, Cooper will continue to give Keon Coleman one-on-one looks.
Yep.
Coleman has been getting lots of one-on-ones. And he doesn't necessarily have a great win rate, but he makes plays. And to keep the other team honest, to keep the good defenses honest, I will need to see Cooper become a big part of this offense. I don't think they can win big. I don't think they can beat the big teams that they need to unless he is what they traded for.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I don't know that. To the caller's question, I'm not sure that I'm going to come out of this game worried about something. Like, is there something that would happen where I'm like, ooh, like moving forward, this is something I'm really concerned about? Because I think, ironically, maybe part of my apathy too is feeling like I know what this team is, I think. Like, I think that when they play their best, they can beat anybody. And the question for me is going to be, can they play their best in January? Because they've played their best in the regular season. And when they play their worst, they are going to let bad teams hang in games. Or if they don't have their fastball, right? If they're not playing with their fastball, they will play with a lot of teams that aren't very good. If they've got their fastball, I'm not saying they're unbeatable, but they can play with and beat anybody on a given Sunday. That's not going to change based on the outcome of the game. If both teams play their A game, one team has to lose. And to me, the Chiefs have proven that they can play their B and their C game, and they can still beat anybody. The Bills haven't proven that to me. So maybe the one thing the Bills could do in this game that would make me actually, if I could learn one thing about this Bills team, is if they came out and played the same game they played against Houston, the same game they played against the Baltimore Ravens, and they win this game, I'll feel better about how good they can be playing to their floor. That's the only scenario where I'm going to walk away Sunday at whatever time it is, 7:45, and say, you know what? I think I learned something about this Bills team today. They didn't show up. They didn't play well. And they still beat what I think is the best team in the league.
Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. He's Nate Geary. I'm Jeremy White. Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. If you're on hold, we'll continue to take your calls. We've got the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy coming up at 9. We're bringing back Flyover Radio, another pilot with the flyover coming on Sunday. We'll tell you all about that. That's in the 9 o'clock hour as well. And when we get back, Chris Brown joins us. He'll have the call of the game. We will be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hard-working men and women.
It is Football Friday, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. By Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We check in with Chris Brown, who joins us at this time every Friday and Mondays as well to recap the games. Chris, good morning. It's Jeremy and Nate. Nate is in for Joe today. Happy Football Friday.
Yeah, morning, guys. Getting tuned up for this one.
When you look at the matchup, Chris, like I almost want to take it back to when last we left Chiefs-Bills. The Bills in that game controlled the clock, controlled the ball. They were efficient on offense, but they lacked explosive plays. They had none in the game. There were a couple big drops, of course. But I think about the arc of the lack of explosive plays in the game to the offseason being a lot about explosive plays and yards after catch. And I wonder how you feel like this new look Bills offense, that they've gotten to that point where they're getting some explosive plays, they're getting lots of yards after the catch, what that means in a matchup with Kansas City.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say because this is probably one of the better defenses they're going to face all season. And, you know, they haven't been facing the best defensive units the last few weeks. So I think we're not going to really know until we get there. And I know that's kind of a cop-out answer, but I was kind of taken with your description of Buffalo's offense from last year, because that is the Chiefs' offense this year now. Control the ball, control the clock. Not a lot of explosive plays, although Xavier Worthy gives them one every once in a while, and basically play possession-style football. That's what the Chiefs' offense is now, which is crazy to think about. You just popped into my head as you were saying it. I was like, he's describing the Chiefs' offense this year.
And one thing they're doing, like, they're running it, they don't have a lot of explosive runs. It's their third down conversion rate, really, that kind of sets them apart from a lot of teams, how good they are converting third downs. So, I mean, third down is often a very big down to play in games like this, but would imagine the Bills' defense paying a lot of attention to what it is the Chiefs do so well on third down.
Yeah, we can try to decipher and dice up all the different things. It's Mahomes. I mean, the guy just extends stuff. It was funny because Taron Johnson was asked about, you know, the Chiefs' third down prowess, converting at a rate of 52%. And he just looked at the reporter and said, well, their quarterback kind of just extends stuff and lengthens the play until somebody's open. And that's the main thing here. I mean, yes, Andy Reid will scheme up some plays here and there that are designed to get players open so it's easy for Mahomes to execute, but whether he's using his legs to gain yards, you know, on a scramble, or just getting out of the pocket and lengthening the play until somebody comes free, he is an expert at doing that, and it's the reason you can't get them off the field. I mean, they lead the league in time of possession, just over 33 minutes a game. The problem for them has been in the red zone. You can't get them off the field until they stall in the red zone. And last week was an example of that against the Broncos. They're kicking short field goals, you know, the whole game. And fortunately, they're able to win 16-14. I think the Bills would be very happy to take that defensively. If they can't get them off the field, at least do what they've done very well this season, which is force teams to take field goals or even get a turnover on downs when defending their red zone.
Chris Brown joining us ahead of Bills Chiefs. You know, Amari Cooper looks like he's trending to play. He sounds like he's trending to play. Given the injury, given the amount of time he's been here now to kind of get into this offense, what do you think is fair for Bills fans to expect out of Cooper once he is up and running?
Yeah, I mean, I think this first game back, if he does in fact play, I don't know that you should expect much more than what you got from him in the Titans game, which, you know, I think people would be very happy to see. What was that, four catches for 60-something yards and a touchdown? I don't think that's unreasonable to expect, but, you know, he's had a two-week layoff, and now he's playing a top-flight Chiefs defense. It'll be interesting to see how they deploy their coverage players, you know, especially if Kincaid doesn't go. McDuffie has lined up outside more since they lost Jalen Watson to a knee injury, who was one of their starting outside corners. So McDuffie has been outside more. They've used one of their backup safeties, Shamari Connor, in the nickel in the slot. So some of the matchups might be a little different than what Bills fans are accustomed to seeing. But Shakir draws attention. So I'm very curious to see how they decide to cover up people, especially if Cooper is playing, because I think that forces them into a decision. Do you want to put McDuffie on Cooper, or do you put McDuffie back in the slot where he's been an all-pro and say, just take care of Shakir and let's see if somebody else can beat us?
I wanted to ask you too, Chris, because in the last matchup in the regular season last year, I thought the Bills really utilized James Cook in the pass game really well. I think that's, if you're the Bills, probably the matchup you're looking to exploit the most defensively here, and you know, try to win over the middle of the field. That's where the Bills really want to win anyways. And for me, if you can get James Cook lined up against these linebackers, I said this to Jeremy earlier too, I watched yesterday Washington line up in a ton of two-back sets, and I wonder if that's something the Bills try to do this week as well, especially if Kincaid, obviously no Keon Coleman, if Kincaid can't go, I wonder instead of running out more 12 with Quentin Morris, maybe they run some more two running back sets to try to, you know, create some matchups for them.
Have you been listening to One Bills Live for the last few weeks? I have been pounding the table.
I have.
For a pony package for two back sets with Davis and Cook. And I think that's something you could even conceivably run out of their six offensive linemen looks. You don't necessarily have to go two back, but I was very interested last week to see the Bills go two tight ends with six offensive linemen. So you have seven guys up on the line. It's a run-heavy look, and then they ran play action out of it. And that was very effective against the Colts at the second level in the passing game. And I wonder if they utilize some of that, because typically when teams go two tight ends, the Chiefs do bring the third linebacker on the field, Chanel. And if you do that and Cook is on the field, immediately pulling him and having him run around, because him on Chanel, that's a win every day. So if their personnel groupings, whether it's with six offensive linemen, two tight ends, or even two backs, I'm all for it, because I think that is a way you can get mismatches. And if you're still shorthanded at receiver or Kincaid is down, you should use Cook in the passing game more. I've said it 100 times. He is the most dynamic athlete on offense, maybe with the exception of Coleman, who you don't have right now.
Chris Brown, ahead of Bills Chiefs. Chris, how about the emotion for this game? I was listening to you and Steve talk about this. You know, the players, the coaches, they can talk a good game on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oh, it's just a game. It's just a game. Sunday, 4:25 at home. The atmosphere will be supercharged. And I wonder what Sean McDermott's message to his team might be from an emotional standpoint.
I think it's going to be, don't jump out of your skin. You don't have to say much to get these guys motivated for this one. The Chiefs know them. They know the Chiefs. There aren't any surprises, but holy cow, what's on the line this week, you know, with an unbeaten team coming into your place? If you're not charged up for this one, you don't have a pulse. I think the challenge is going to be, let's just make sure I'm not stuck to the ceiling going into this game and I can focus on what my assignments are. That used to be a major concern with Josh for games of this nature. So I think I want to believe he's past that, especially with the very deliberate way in which he's made decisions in the passing game this year. I think he has taken his game to a different level. There's a philosophical shift in the offense, but is everybody else okay? Like, we don't need people going, you know, off the rails here because they're so charged up and want to rip somebody's face off. So I think they got to keep the emotions tempered and in check so they can play aggressive but under control, if that makes sense.
Kickoff Sunday, 4:25. Chris Brown, he'll have the call with Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio. Chris, thanks, and we'll be listening.
All right, enjoy the game, guys.
Chris's appearance here on WGR on Football Friday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, by Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hard-working men and women. Back in the snap, that'll be brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. Good morning, Football Friday. Jeremy White, Nate Geary. Nate, I'm going to need you to change your Twitter name and your general profile and everything. We're going to go with Nihilist Nate. Nothing matters. Nothing matters to this guy. Nihilist Nate.
Nihilist.
Whoa, don't believe what's the point? But I guess we could watch them win the Super Bowl. Would it really matter?
Stop. That's not true. That's not what I'm saying.
I know.
Of course they listen, I will be happy and excited if they win. I just don't think it means anything.
Well, it does mean that the one seed is now a one-game race.
It's not out of play.
What about when they lose to Carolina next week?
Shut
then
up.
What? Then what?
Go to break early.
Carolina's
with that,
hot. They got two straight dubs.
Give me
Carolina's
a break.
Carolina's hot. We got to play. Did you see the Mike Tyson interview from yesterday? Not the one
with
where
the kid?
He's at the. Yes.
No, I didn't. But I don't know what the quote was. All I saw was a tweet saying, "Why would he say this to a kid?"
Yes, we're gonna play that later. You have to hear it. It's incredible. Am I gonna watch this fight tonight? It's free. It's on Netflix. I mean, you pay for Netflix. But I think I am.
I think I probably will too.
Right? Why? What else? What else? What else is going on?
I don't know. I don't really want to, but I'm gonna.
They sold out Cowboy Stadium for it?
Yeah. It feels like everything that's wrong with the world, but I'm gonna watch it anyways because I am what's wrong with the world as well. So.
Right. Right. All right, we've got the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy when we return. We'll be joined to start that off to, I'll tell you, I love what we've got going here. We tell you the hot dogs of the day. We have the legend of the game that we're playing. Peerless Price, by the way, legend of the game for Sunday. And Sunday, we know the flyover. We're going to talk to Captain Dan Hannafin, who will be on one of the helicopters to find out some of the fun stuff we can about flyovers. It fascinates me. So a few minutes with Captain Dan Hannafin, who's going to join us. He says he roots for the Bills, and he's flying a helicopter over the stadium on Sunday. And I think helicopter flyovers are pretty sweet. So that's coming up. The Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy will run through the games. It's actually a really good week in the NFL, a bunch of compelling games, interesting games, as we get to the final hour here on Football Friday on WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.